Gentlemen, let's just take a moment here to celebrate something that I think we can all agree is a truly amazing thing. And that is me. As your current champion and three-time winner, I would like to personally welcome each and every one of you to this fifth season of The League. Look, I love playing with you guys.
It's not just that you lose. It's that you try so hard and you still lose.
Daddy's friends think they're going to go balls deep in him, but he's going to go balls deep in them. Yes, he is.
And then you make these terrible bets that end up biting you in the ass when you do lose. Kevin.
Oh, dear God.
It's humiliating.
I know. We got to win this year, man.
Yeah, you have to listen to me.
I will. I promise, okay?
All right, so let's talk schedule. By the way, can someone call Taco and tell him that the league has actually started?
Oh, you found it. Awesome.
Come to Papa.
Oh, I have a mental erection.
Oh, and lest I forget, the draft, which is going to be at Andre's swanky new downtown loft. And Andre, we don't care how much money you make. You're still the same sweet, gullible little sucktard that we tricked into this.
Pico looks cool, right?
It looks awesome.
So happy you guys are here. I love you guys. You're the best. You guys are getting one too, right?
Yeah, I'm up next, guys.
God bless fantasy football. There are many things a man can do with his time. And this, better than those things.
Are you sick?
Hey, how's it going? No, I had like a half day and I was just getting some stuff done here.
What's that? What's that?
That is just a little quick video chat I was having.
Fantasy football. It's like faux football, by the way. Fake.
Shit.
That's right. Let me turn my mic on. Brad, you know what that means, right?
It's fantasy football season.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's only been 4 months, and we're back.
You know it. It seems like forever.
It does. Your credit card bill says otherwise, though.
I know. Oh, well.
You've been paying for the monthly service, and we ain't used shit.
I think the last one we did was in March.
March, April, May, June. 3 months. I'm 5 beers in. I got some hemp oil in me, a fudge round, and some pizza rolls. I'm ready to talk some sports.
Well, that's what happens, you know, when you become great. You have to take your time. It takes 3 months to prep and plan for this. So if you want to be number one, you got to respect the process.
Somebody asked me, you know, because we're involved in creating a new dynasty league outside of the SBFFC. And somebody asked me, I asked him, I said, when are you going to start sending emails out? This was about 3-4 weeks ago. He goes, man, it's only May. I said, well, that's when fucking champions get ready, fool. I said, that's why we win money every year. And no response. So I think we're the only ones that start in May, but we're the only ones that cash out every year.
Dude, bullshit. I don't even start in May. It never ends for Dynasty.
That's right.
I'm always playing the trade blocks.
That's it. We've already made a big trade this year. We're going to get to that big trade later. Make sure you write that down somewhere because I do want to discuss the trades and possible trades that we're looking at. But before we get started, let's commemorate this first episode of fantasy football with a little league of its own. 3 minutes of Rafi, the best of Rafi from the league. That's how we're going to start this episode off. Are you ready?
May he rest in peace.
Let's do it.
I could watch her walk out of a room for hours. My sister's body is bonkers. I hope you are hitting that.
You know what? I have an idea.
Jerk off party?
No.
Let's do this.
No.
I like where this is going.
Okay, put it away.
Remember what I taught you. Do this, but then stab. Miss you, stab, stab. Swim, swim, stab. I'm not like these other dads. They're weak. Like your husband, I'm sure.
I'm single, so.
How's it going?
Low blood sugar.
He needs something like juice or candy, something sweet. Does anyone have anything sweet?
I was trying to do something special for you.
What is that, edible underwear?
Sit on my face.
What?
I'll eat it off of you. That's the most efficient delivery system.
I think I'm coming out of retirement
for
this one.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Buddy, I don't know who you are. You're about to get chlamydia.
I'm trying to protect my balls, okay? I'm hoping that you can help me.
Yes, I will be your ballsy guard. From now on, I'm Kevin Costner. Your balls are Whitney Houston.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Whitney's dead?
Yeah.
Oh! How's Michael Jackson taking it?
Sometimes when I shit, I come. It worked! Brian, look at me so I can finish.
Look at him! Happy New Year!
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
That I really have to take a shit after eating 3 hot dogs on the way over here?
No.
I make all the sex sounds with my mouth afterwards. Squish.
Do not talk to my son about religion.
Somebody has got to teach him about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Is that a hot dog?
Don't worry about it. Gattaca! We got like 5 minutes to get out of here.
Leave me alone. I'm a happily married man.
There's no way you're happy. You have 2 kids. Your wife is a disaster. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I will show her this. She will divorce you. You will become my brother forever.
Nope. I don't want to go to prison.
Ooh, I hope we're cellmates. That means we're prison married. We could take turns being the girl. I'm not tender.
Look who I found.
Rafi Bomb!
What's up?
What are you doing, Rafi?
Oh, God, since I left you guys, I was tracking the bear most of the night. Didn't get him, but I did find a big, fresh pile of shit that I thought I'd second harvest because it was full of Hershey Kisses. Spoiler alert, they weren't Hershey Kisses. It was just more shit. I ate it all anyway, got sick to my tummy, puked, pooped, jerked off, and now I'm here with you bros. What have you guys been up to?
This feels good.
You know what else feels good? Someone's mouth on my wiener!
Oh. Rafi's here.
Yeah! Look at this guy, right? To be fair, I didn't teach you the final move in self-defense. Self-defeces.
Excuse me?
It's a protective shit. When someone's trying to get in, you start sending something out.
You can't just decide to take a shit.
It's a 3-step process. 1, think about taking a shit. 2, relax your sphincter. 3,
Oh no.
What? Oh boy. This isn't my bad, guys.
Oh my God, Rafi!
Get out of here, go!
No, it's okay! It's
okay. Why did the bag make a squish?
Oh, it's full of chicken livers. You mash them all together and then you have sex with them. It mimics the consistency of a human vagina. Ugh. I'm gonna be banging that bag all weekend, bro. Squish, squish, splurt.
That was Rafi from the League. Man, I can't help but get excited. Like you said, I think it was about 5 years ago you even mentioned this to me, and that was the first time I seen this show, man. And it does get you hyped for some fantasy football.
It does. The one thing I wish it would have done is I wish it would have played earlier, like leading into fantasy football, you know, so you could get a little bit excited about it. But they did a very good job of rolling what happened during the season into the show. So I really miss it, man. I wish they'd come back with something kind of like it.
They need to redo what you call it when you bring it back. Reboot. They need to reboot the league.
They do. They need to reboot the league just like they rebooted Roseanne before it got rebooted off. And
now it's about to get rebooted again by the Connors. Did you see that?
Yeah. By the Connors?
It's going to be called the Connors.
Oh, is that what it is?
ABC announced today it's everybody but Roseanne. But we're not getting in political stuff.
Oh, I thought Fox had gotten onto it or something.
Mm-mm. No. But I did find what we were looking for. This is the notebook from last year.
Ah.
Where all the stats and all the picks that we made are right here in this book, week 1 through 16, along with what I was getting my family for Christmas, along with our picks for division winners. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
NFC West, you chose Arizona, I chose Seattle, LA won. NFC South, we both chose New Orleans won. NFC East, I chose the Eagles, you chose the Giants. NFC North, we all had Green Bay, Minnesota won. Don't need that anymore. AFC South, I had Tennessee, you had Houston, Jacksonville won. AFC East, we all had the Pats. AFC North, we had Pittsburgh, who won that one?
Pittsburgh.
AFC West, we had Kansas City, who won that one?
Kansas City.
I was on fire. So he is no longer on the show. He is doing his own podcast, B Merch. You can go find him at Woo Fantasy. This was his time.
Did you say Boo Fantasy?
Woo!
We starting it off already.
So this was his top 10. All I could find was his. And I'm not trying to get, because I haven't even looked at the standings. So let me just find receiver. These are the standings from last year. These were his top 10. To finish the season. 1 was Antonio Brown. He was right. 2 was Julio Jones. He had him at 5. 3 was DeAndre Hopkins. He didn't even have him on the list. 4 was Fitzgerald. He didn't have him on the list. 5 was Landry. He didn't have him on the list. 6 was Michael Thomas. He had him at 8. 7 was Doug Baldwin. He had him at 10. 8 was Brandon Cooks. Wasn't on the list. 9 was Mike Evans. He had him at 2. And 10 was Tyreek Hill. Wasn't on the list. So we got 3 right.
Man, you sound like you're bashing the poor guy.
I'm not bashing nobody, bro. This is fantasy fucking football. And if you're wrong, I'm going to call it out because I just found my running back picks. Okay? These are running back picks. I had David Johnson at 1. Motherfucker didn't even complete week 1. Number 2, I had Le'Veon Bell. I'm sorry. Week 1, David Johnson got hurt. Or was it in the preseason?
No, I think it was week 1 he went down.
Okay. So, finishing the season, Kamara, number 1, wasn't on my list. 2 was Kareem Hunt. Wasn't on my list. 3 was Deontay Freeman. He was 6. 4 was Todd Gurley. I didn't even have Gurley on my list. Ezekiel Elliott was 4. I had him at 10. Le'Veon Bell was 5. I had him at 2. McCoy was 6. I had him at 3. Ingram was 7. Wasn't on my list. Christian McCaffrey was 8. Wasn't on my list. Leonard Fournette was 9. I had him at 6. And DeMarco Murray was 10. I had him at 9.
DeAndre Hopkins is the number 1 receiver.
Brad, you were on fire. I can't find yours. That was actually the episode me and Brandon did.
Because who did you have number 1 at running back? Who did you find was the overall number 1 running back?
David Johnson.
No. According to points.
According to points, at 319, it was Alvin Kamara.
No. So you're missing something here because Todd Gurley was number 1 at 382. Bell was second at 340, and Kamara had 319.
Not according to CBS Sports.
Dude, I'm looking at it right here. You must not have the right thing going on.
Hold on.
You got running back, all players.
Running back, all players. Okay, now I got running back, all players. I had 3-year average.
Because there was two.
Todd Gurley was 1, Le'Veon Bell 2. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6 of the 10.
So, because, you know, somebody's going to toot their own horn here. Where he got laughed at when he said Gurley was going to be a top 5 running back and Hopkins a top Y5 receiver, and both of them finished first.
What I'm throwing away, people, is A, I love the sound of paper being balled up on radio.
Sounds so important.
It does. It sounds very important. And what I'm balling up is shit from last year that we don't need. Boom. How about that? Week 1. Oh, that's college. Let me get to my NFL. I'm just going to pick a random week here. You ready?
All right.
Just for shits and giggles. This one looks the most organized, so we're going week 6. NFL. All right, so let's go back just for shits and giggles. Week 4, the NFL. Bears, Packers. If I can find it on here. Brad, you're the only one that chose the Packers. No, we all chose the Packers. Saints, Dolphins. We all chose the Saints, Titans, and Texans. We all chose the Texans, Jags, and Jets. You and me chose the Jaguars, Panthers, and Patriots. We all chose the Patriots, Lions, and Vikings. I chose the Lions. You chose the Vikings. Anyway, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You went 7-7. I went 9-4. Brandy went 7-7. We're going to do a lot better job this year at making selections because you were supposed to wear a skirt last year at the draft.
We didn't even do it half the damn weeks.
Dude, don't even play.
And we're going to say it was Brandon that lost, so I don't know.
Well, let's run down. This is a fantasy. We talked a lot about sports last year, and we're going to focus more on fantasy this year along with Rick's picks. But let's just run down what we did last year in fantasy football. The SBFFC, if you're thinking about joining, go to the SBFFC.com, the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. You can Google it. Find the website. We went to, all right, so it's how many divisions, how many teams, how many divisions of 12 was it this year?
I think it's 12. It was 12 or 13.
Okay. So 13 divisions of 12. You play in your division throughout the year. If you make it to the top 4 of your division, you get thrown in the playoffs. The league playoffs. So we went to the division championship when we shouldn't have, because we lost David Johnson week one. I have it pulled up right here. I have the draft pulled up last year. So our first pick was David Johnson, hurt. DeAndre Hopkins, number one receiver. Tom Brady, third, number one quarterback. Terrell Pryor, didn't he go down?
Nah, dude, he was a bum the whole time.
Bum, he might as well go down. Jimmy Graham, five, bum. Six, Emmanuel Sanders, what did he do?
He was banged up, he missed some time.
Number seven, eight, nine, these are rounds. Duke Johnson, Derrick Henry, and Corey Coleman.
Bum and bum. The only one that survived out of that one was Duke Johnson.
10, 11, and 12, Samaha Perine. Alvin Kamara.
Home run.
Seattle Seahawks defense.
But I think it was some of our waiver wire picks that helped us survive.
Yes.
Like we started off like 1-3. Then once Kamara kind of got that roll going, we really took off.
If it wasn't for Jay Cutler in the 20th, I don't know what we would have done.
Yeah, I don't know, because that's just a draft. There was a receiver we picked up off the waiver wires who helped carry us as well.
So we went to the division championship when we shouldn't have, because we struggled all year. We were plugging people, hoping to get in certain spots. I think we can say with confidence, Hopkins, Brady, and Kamara pretty much rode us to the wins every week.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went to the division championship when we shouldn't have. We lost, but then we ended up in the league playoffs, and we were in the top half, or the top quarter, for the first week or two, and then we just dropped. That's when injuries really started catching up to us. Then in our Dynasty League, we went 12-1. The only other team to go 12-1 in the Dynasty was the very first year he did this, over 8 years ago.
Let's mind you, we were 12-0. We lost the last game of the season.
Yes, we were 12-0. We were riding high. We lost the last game of the season. I don't remember what happened, but we lost. We went 12-1. We get to choose. At this point, we were choosing who we wanted to play in the playoffs. Out of the three teams we could have chosen, we choose the one team that beats us in the first round.
Well, we had a first-round bye, so it was really the second round. It was the semis. You're right.
But still, if we would have chose any other available team, we would have won and went to the championship.
Correct.
And then won that bitch.
But this is sometimes where pride got in the way. We wanted revenge against Jim Collis and Southern Kryptonite. We put him on the other side of the bracket because we wanted to beat him in the finals, and neither fucking one of us made it to the championship game. That's what pride gets you, people. Take the best matchup and move on.
We wanted Krantz. I wanted Krantz. Brad talked me into getting revenge against Southern Kryptonite, Jim Collis. We talked me into it. Let's do it. We'll whoop his ass. Our team's averaging 155, and we get our ass kicked.
But he didn't beat us. We wanted him in the champ. We thought Jim could beat the guy on the other side of the bracket. We thought we could beat our guy, and it turned out to be – and this guy, the guy we lost to was on a – like his team was on a slow decline. Like it wasn't peaking, and then it peaked that week. And he won it. He peaked the next week, and he won the whole thing.
This was our team in the Dynasty. You ready?
Go ahead.
We just made a trade. This is our current team. Aaron Rodgers, Leonard Fournette, Melvin Gordon, DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Landry, Zach Ertz, Ezekiel Elliott, Michael Thomas, Steelers defense. This is our bench. Jacoby Brissett, Byron Marshall, Amari Cooper, Sammy Watkins, Robert Woods, Hunter Henry, Devin Funches, and Chris Godwin. So, one thing we were lacking in the Dynasty, who was our quarterback last year in the Dynasty? It was your boy from Oakland. It was Carr.
David Carr. We struggled at quarterback ever since we got rid of Russell Wilson.
So, we now have A-Rod with Leonard Fournette. We have the number five overall pick in this coming draft.
Correct.
We have Fournette, Rodgers, Hopkins, Landry, Ezekiel Elliott. Mind you, we went 12-0 with Zeke on the bench for how many weeks? 7 weeks? Six with a thing and one with an injury? Wasn't he out a week with an injury?
No, I don't think so. It was 6 weeks.
So 6 weeks. Half of the regular season to do was that we managed to win. We were smoking people, dude. We were smoking ass. And then we got our ass smoked.
Yeah. You know, it's taken us a long time to get here. People laughed at us because we turned over our roster. This is probably, sixth or seventh year we've done this in this dynasty? And we've probably turned the roster over two or three times. And we finally started putting pieces in place. We've got enough depth where we can make trades like we did, where we traded away Adam Thielen. We traded away Derek Carr. We traded away Who was the other receiver that we traded away?
I know we had Eli at one point. We had Russell Wilson at one point. We were thinking about getting him back.
We had Mike Evans at one point.
Mike Evans. Dude, we went through the fucking NFL roster.
But at the same time, let's not forget, at the same time, we ended up with some good parts of the trades. I mean, there's a couple that we didn't bank on. Kind of, you know, here's the other thing that we did. We traded Julian Edelman, and I picked Julian Edelman up off the waiver wires right after he got hurt because somebody's like, I'm dropping him. And when we talked, we're like, man, we can use him for trade bait going out of next season. And that's exactly what happened. We were able to trade him and somebody else to move up into the first round, 1.9 to get 1.5. And then we were able to maneuver Aaron Rodgers and Adam Thielen. You know, that's – you know, sometimes you got to pull those trades to improve your team.
So this is a sports podcast. So, Brad, congratulations to the Washington Capitals for winning the Stanley Cup. Congratulations to the Golden State Warriors for sweeping LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
LeJon Brames.
So my question to you is this. Where does LeJon Brames go?
You know, the thing is, I know the 76ers are making a big push. He has a couple houses in L.A. I mean, I truly think it's up for grabs. Like, I think when he went to the Heat, everybody kind of had a feeling where he was going to go. This one, I don't know. I would like to – I don't know. Do you want to beat the – to me, I'd go out west. I'd want to beat the Warriors so they don't even have a chance to get to the championship game instead of meeting them in the finals. I think if he goes to Houston, I think he'll do fine. I think he wastes his time if he goes to L.A. if L.A. doesn't add anybody else around him.
If L.A. gets George, then I think Jabram Lames goes to L.A. But I think Philly would be the smartest choice. Loaded with young talent, he wouldn't have to play as much. His legacy is already cemented in NBA history. So it's not going to hurt you to play half the minutes you are already playing. And you're possibly going to win one or two championships. I mean, that team is loaded with talent, young talent.
But you have to remember, it's loaded with young talent that are superstars. LeBron wants – I mean, you got to think, he created this mess with the Cavs. These are his guys. He basically runs the Cavs. Tyronn Lue just gets paid a salary to be on the bench and point at a white clipboard every now and then. LeBron shakes it off like a fastball, and they do whatever LeBron wants. This is his hand-picked team. Is he going to be able to truly go and take a back seat
to a fucking GM?
Yeah, I mean, they let LeBron run the Cavs. I mean, LeBron does what he wants with the Cavaliers. He's created this mess. Is somebody going to let him step in, and is he truly going to take a back seat to Ben Simmons? Is he truly going to take a back seat to, you know, if he goes to Houston out there with James Harden? Those are all superstars. If I have to give – I hate that Kevin Durant jumped ship and went to the Golden State Warriors, but if you look at the one thing he did, he acclimated nicely into there. He didn't try to force anything and get me the ball 50 times, and I just have a feeling LeBron's going to try to do that. And maybe it was because Durant played with the most selfish player in NBA history, Russell Westbrook, so he got used to that. But I can't see LeBron going to a spot where there's a bunch of other superstars and him just, at this point in his career, just kind of fitting in.
Well, if he goes to L.A., he's going to have to share the spotlight regardless. Because it's obvious you can't beat a super team without another super player.
And it's sad that's where the NBA has gotten right now.
No, the NBA is shit. The NBA has went to shit. From when you were playing in high school and you were watching, and I was just a kid.
I used to be the big NBA guy. I watched it all the time. But now with these pissy pant fouls and these ticky-tack, the flow of the game just doesn't go. I can't stand to watch it. It's very difficult. Now I do every now and then, but it's very difficult to watch than the way it used to be. You get these guys flopping. They look like they're freaking on playing soccer. I'm trying to figure out the difference. I'm watching the World Cup and the NBA Finals, and I can't tell the difference because everybody's just flopping on there, holding ankles and crying like little girls. You know, I'd like to eventually see it get back to where they have a good flow of the game, you know, and not everybody's kind of throwing their hands up every time they get touched. But I don't know if it ever will.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Ah! Oh.
Hey, I'm trying to get crumb.
Shout out to your team, New Orleans Saints, for signing Drew Brees, 2 years, $50 million deal. What's up?
Man, you know, I'm glad they did. You know, I was kind of disappointed that they didn't, you know, when they moved up into the first round, I think we all thought, oh, here comes Drew's predecessor. You know, they're gonna sign a quarterback, and they didn't, but I've heard some great things about JT Barrett out there and Taysom Hill, so hopefully one of those guys can prevail. I wish Drew would quit being selfish. That dude's made too much money. He could have helped the team out.
He did help the team out.
No, he didn't.
Okay, so go ahead and play another fucking quarterback and see where that team gets you. He helped the team out by re-signing and not going to another fucking team. That's how he helped. He's going to go somewhere. We are going to have a top five defense. We have an offensive line. We have young running backs. We have talented receivers. For two more years, stick with the team you got, because we were one fucking tackle away. One missed dumb tackle away from going to the NFC Championship game. We have the team. Drew,
by the way, I called that too.
You did call that. No, you didn't. You called it, but it didn't happen. So I don't need to stop.
Five
gloating.
Freaking seconds away.
No, one tackle. One tackle away.
No, but did Drew really need to sign for 50?
Would you?
You know, huh?
Would you?
If you have 2 years, you have 2 years for Drew to get another championship. You have enough money. Why couldn't you take $20 million, $25 million, and let them go sign? You know what? Maybe if they would have had the extra $25 million, they could have signed Aaron Ndamukong Suh.
We didn't want Ndamukong Suh because we didn't want 20 fucking penalties a game.
You could have gone out there and signed other guys. That's the thing. There was other guys out there that could have helped you. That's my only gripe about it, and I've said that for years with any of these players. When you're on that part of your career, man, do the team a solid. Because you got to think, the Saints didn't have to take a shot on Drew Brees. The fucker was injured. He could end up in Miami and just rotted down there.
He would have. But he didn't. And we have a chip thanks to him. And we're going to have another one this year thanks to him.
But you have to think. St. Louis got even better. Like
St. Louis got scary good, man.
LA.
I'm sorry. LA got scary good.
They improved on an already good defense. And they added another explosive receiver. Dude, year two in McVay's offense, they're dangerous. We didn't do anything to keep up with them. And think about Minnesota. Minnesota goes signs a better quarterback than they have. And they got Dalvin Cook coming back. What did we do? We re-signed what we had.
Here.
So you know what that means?
I'll tell you
they
right now.
They got better. We're just going to stay right where we're at. So we're going to be one tackle away from an NFC Championship game again.
We got Patrick Robinson, cornerback, signed a four-year, $20 million contract.
He's a part-time player.
It don't matter. We signed him. Benjamin Watson, tight end, signed one-year contract.
Hey, old as shit, ain't going to do nothing for us.
Kurt Coleman, safety.
Nothing.
The most important offseason, Drew Brees. That's all you need, bro.
That's all I need?
Dude, you had a young defense. A defense that shouldn't have been where it was, and we're better.
Here comes the homer. Here comes the homer again from you. Come on, man.
Okay. I bet you're going to make that pick again.
I don't know.
L.A. Rams, Dominique Easley, Sam Shields, Ndamukong Suh, John Sullivan. L.A. got all right an offseason.
No. Traded for Aqib Talib, one of the best lockdown corners in the country, in the NFL. Traded from the Chiefs.
Dude, these are just free signing. These are just free agent signing. We're not there yet.
Dude, they're nuts. They're nuts.
Dude, L.A. is going to be really good. It's going to be L.A. and New Orleans, I'm telling you.
You know what? A team should be able to get a point if they cross the 50 on L.A. this year.
So is that a hot take? Is that Brad's fire prediction of the year? Number one defense in L.A.?
Yeah.
I'm writing it down. Hey, what does this say? I want you to tell me what this is.
It says bold statement.
No.
Bold
what
prediction.
Does this say?
I can't read it on the camera. 2018.
That's right. 2018. Brad. L.A. Rams / Chargers.
No, it's not / Chargers. The Chargers will hold them back.
Number one defense in league. That's your one of your three bold predictions this year.
One of my three bold predictions.
Whoo. Okay, it's your second one that nobody's going to cross the 50 on them? Because I'll take that one.
No. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't think it'll happen.
What is this, Alabama, LSU? Get your shit straight.
I don't think nobody – it's going to be difficult, man. I mean, shit.
Hey, they're going to be good. They're going
to
be really good.
You have to have a smart offensive coordinator, man. That's
– Well, let's start with fantasy impact, dude. Let's just – we were going to break this down in two shows. Let's just do what we can. Let's just start Arizona Cardinals, okay? They signed Sam Bradford, two-year, $40 million contract, includes a $10 million signing bonus, $5 million base salary, and $5 million in per-game active bonuses for 18. Dude, you're signing a potential $50 million deal to a quarterback that has not completed an NFL season due to injury. What was Arizona thinking? Again, this is prior to the draft.
You know, this is the – well, they also signed Mike Glennon, too.
They also signed Mike Glennon.
A backup quarterback.
Hold on. Here at the 2MB, we support diversity.
Today's diversity day.
And I know that word because I'm in school.
What are you talking about? They don't call it colored greens.
Colored greens? Wait, what school am I in? Mike Glennon, he signed a two-year, $8 million contract.
No, I agree. I think this was just to hold them over. They knew that they were going to sign a quarterback, and this was just to hold them over to be able to get somebody that's got some quality starts. Well, not, you know, that has starts under their belt. I mean, you could have made a run at, you know, Keenum and a couple of those guys. I think this was what that was for. This was that to hold over until Rosen is ready to take the helm on that, which might be week two because Sam Bradford might not make it past that.
Sam Bradford would be lucky if he makes it past training camp and preseason. It blows my mind, dude. It blows my mind that you're going to spend a potential $50 million on a quarterback. Dude, is he not the best con man in NFL history? I mean, really.
You know, when he's healthy, he shows flashes of being good.
He is, but the man's made over $200 million, and he hasn't played a whole season in his career.
Nope.
Con man to the T. What he's doing should be illegal.
You know, I look at things, you know, and I don't want to get on the political front. We talk about Colin Kaepernick. But why not take
diversity.
A shot? Why not take a shot on Kaepernick over a Mike Glennon or a Sam Bradford? I mean, you're right. Sam Bradford hasn't played a full season, and he's been meh at best. You know, why not take a shot on a Kaepernick instead of that guy? If you know you're only going to keep him for a year or two until Rosen's ready, why not? You know, I don't know if Bradford gives you a great shot to win off the bat.
So Josh Rosen was signed to the Arizona Cardinals. Brad, let's just quickly run down – or not quickly. We're doing two shows, so whatever we get in, we get in. Top 10 picks in the NFL draft, Baker Mayfield to Cleveland, like or dislike?
You know, I thought Baker Mayfield going into a – I don't like it.
You don't? Even with the talent they brought over from receiver. Jarvis Landry, you got your boy back from Marijuana Fields. What's his name?
So Gordon.
Gordon, they got talent. But they got talent at wide receiver.
But I would like to have seen him. I think he would have been in a better spot if he went behind. Now, he's going to sit behind Tyrod for a little bit. But think about him if he would have gone to New Orleans or San Diego or, you
even
know,
New
some
England.
Of these other – Huh?
Just throwing it out there. Just possibly New England.
New England. You know, New York
Giants. A program where you have a quarterback that's going to be gone in 3 years that you can learn. A program that you can sit behind a Hall of Fame quarterback. Eli Manning, like you said. Tom Brady. Drew Brees. Something where you can learn from a legit Hall of Famer for 2 or 3 years.
The problem is with these quarterbacks that get taken early, they're expected to start at the same time. And obviously, if you're drafted number one or number two, you're in a shitty situation as a team.
Yep.
Unless you're like the Giants that just suffered injuries last year. But for the most part, you're stepping in and expected to win. And I don't know if Baker Mayfield has the pro readiness of a quarterback to be able to step in and lead a team. You know, I don't think he's there. I mean, I feel bad for all these quarterbacks. When was the last time you can remember a top 5, top 10 quarterback came in and shot up and was one of the best? Andrew Luck? And where's he been since, you know,
Andrew Luck has thrown a college football this past week, so.
He's been down for 3 years now, really. I mean, he hadn't really done anything. I mean, besides that, who can you think of that's a top 10 pick that's excelled?
Did you see Baker Mayfield on Colin Cowherd's show today?
The other day, yesterday, I saw him blasting Colin.
Okay, I'm going to play that. You ready?
Do that during games.
Have you played football past high school?
I quarterbacked, and I sucked.
Past high school?
Well, no, not past high school.
Football is a violent, competitive game.
Yeah.
That's the way it was always meant to be played. Yeah. You're supposed to play it with an edge. You're actually trying to impose your will on the other person to win. There's things that come with it. No, my mistakes are not things that need to be a franchise quarterback. But within football, there's a lot of trash talk, a lot of stuff that is not.
Okay, that wasn't the clip. This is the clip I was talking about. So on this play, obviously, if you haven't seen it, just Google Baker Mayfield and Colin Cowherd. He threw a touchdown pass, and the team celebrated on one end. He ran to the other team. He ran to the other side with the band members and the fans, and this was his response to Colin.
I don't like this. I'm going to tell you right now. How come you're not – what? Where are you going? Where are you going over there?
Our band is over there. Our student section's right there. And then straight back to our sideline.
What about your team?
Did you watch the rest of the game?
I watched the whole game.
You did? So you saw me celebrate with my teammates like the 3 touchdowns before that too?
I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You pulled the one clip of me running right there to our fans and people that traveled well to that game, first of all. And then you didn't show the rest of the clip of me going to our sideline?
So he... Dude, I love when somebody gets on an ESPN analyst, especially a player.
Yeah. I mean, he was right. He showed the 1 5-second clip out of the whole game of him not celebrating with his team, in air quotes. You know, I don't know. You know, it always – and once again, we don't want to get political, but it's always – now it's turning into the sports media. We always got to find the one thing that the guy didn't do right. The one thing that's the negative part, not that the guy, and I know he had some things throughout the season, 5 second plays here and there that kind of made him, but he's trying to say that Baker Mayfield is not a great teammate because he took 5 seconds to go celebrate with the band.
And then he kept saying, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's like, how fucking petty do you have to be to pull this one? What does this one play mean in the grand scheme of everything? What does this one play mean? It means nothing. To me, it's ESPN trying to find shit, or not even ESPN. It's Fox Sports. It's the sports media trying to find what they can to mirror off of what you just said, trying to find what they can to make a big deal out of it and blow it up. And Baker Mayfield shut it down and said, you found the one clip in the one game I didn't celebrate with my team. But did you find the other clips? Why aren't you playing the other 4 clips where I celebrated with my team?
Well, he went and celebrated afterwards. So instead of being a dick like that, why didn't you say, hey, so tell me about this clip right here. Well, I went to celebrate with the band. Oh, man, that's pretty cool. You know, y'all should celebrate with the band more often. That's good that you're getting the rest of the school involved, you know, in the celebration that you scored a touchdown. That's pretty cool. You know, why didn't you do that more? Why you got to take the negative approach and be like, hey, dude, why were you being a dick and not celebrating with your team?
Stop me when you want to talk about them. So if you have to interrupt me, interrupt me. Number 2, Saquon Barkley to New York. Number 3, Sam Darnold to the Jets. Number 4, Denzel Ward, cornerback to the Browns. So the Browns got a solid quarterback and a solid cornerback in the first 4 picks. Bradley Chubb, defensive end to Denver. Talk about a defense that's going to be really good. Offensive guard, which they desperately needed, and Nelson, go to the Colts. Josh Allen, quarterback to the Bills. They needed him after getting rid of Tyrod. Roquan Smith, linebacker to the Bears. Josh Rosen wraps up the top 10. To the Cardinals. So
my honest opinion, out of all the guys that you just named, I think Rosen has the most success.
Really? Is that your success next year or in general?
No. Success in general, you're looking, you know, long. Like if I'm drafting a fantasy football quarterback in a dynasty league, I'm taking him over any of the guys right there. Him, and then the other guy that I would be looking at would be Lamar Jackson. But I would take Rosen. Rosen, he's in a good system. As bad as Bradford is, he's still going to learn from a pretty decent guy. If he can sit behind him, and then you've still got – you drafted Christian Kirk, who's a nice slot guy, who can now learn from Larry Fitzgerald. I think – and then he still has David Johnson to support him later on. I think he has the best long-term – he went to one of the best teams.
Noticeable picks. Sonny Michel, running back, goes to New England. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens. Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, Atlanta. Another weapon for Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Rashawn Evans, linebacker, Tennessee. Marcus Davenport, of course, New Orleans, defensive end. That's the guy. No, that's not the guy. That's the other guy. So, I mean, you're looking at the draft, man. Out of the top 10, which one are you predicting this year, possibly rookie of the year?
Saquon. I think it's very difficult to go away from Saquon Barkley at this point and anything. I mean, the first round, I mean, the value in fantasy really is not even in the first round. You got to look at where, you know, Rashad Penny went to Seattle, Nick Chubb went to Cleveland as well. So you got to think Cleveland did some good things this offseason. You got Ronald Jones went to Tampa. You have Kerwin Johnson, who I like a lot, went to Detroit. Who else we missing there? There was like 8 running backs that could potentially have big years.
All right, so here we go. Rankings, players, last year, 2017. I'm sorry, standings is what I want. All right, let's get going, man. 2017, let me turn that frown upside down. Here we go. Finished the season last year. Let's work our way down. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number 10, Jared Goff, 319 points. Were you expecting this for Goff to hit the top 10?
I don't think anybody expected it based on what McVay was going to do. I knew they were going to be a little bit more exciting, but once you come from Jeff Fisher, who is probably the most boring coach ever, you just never know what you're going to get. It just proved that he totally underutilized his players.
Ben Roethlisberger cheeseburger, number 9. Surprise or no?
No.
He's going to be in your top 10 regardless. Phillip Rivers, 8. He's going to be in your top 10. Stafford at 7. He's going to be in your top 10. Kirk Cousins at 6. He's going to be in your top 10. Alex Smith at 5. Shock
that's
here?
A surprise.
Okay.
That's the big – because, I mean, you got to think. You got Alex Smith in the top 5 and Breeze in the top 12. Like, if you would have predicted that in the season, I'd have laughed.
Kirk Cousins comes in 5 overall. He went 540 attempts, completed 347 of them for 4,093 yards, 27 touchdowns, 13 picks. Rushing, he had 4 touchdowns rushing with a total of 348 points. Good enough to come in 5th place. 350 points. That was Alex Smith. Carson Wentz, who didn't even finish the season. What week did he finish?
If he would have finished, he would have finished 2nd based on his average – points per game, he would have finished 2nd behind Russell Wilson at 403.
Okay, so how many weeks did he play last year? 12?
He played 14.
14. So, 3296 in yardage, 33 touchdowns, only 7 picks. Good enough for 353 fantasy points. Number 3, Cam Newton. Surprise here or no?
I think he's a little higher than I thought he would be. I think maybe it was his rushing touchdowns and his rushing yards is probably what saved him. The guy had 6 rushing touchdowns. You know, that'll save you.
754 rushing yards as well.
So if you think of fantasy-wise, that's 6 times 6, 36 plus 75. I mean, that's 100 of his points.
I said that's 120-something points just in rushing.
Yeah.
So 360. Tim Brady, bitches. 4577 in yards, 32 touchdowns, 8 picks, 372 points. Number 1 quarterback in fantasy football finished last year. You can't blame the guy. Out of 98% of their touchdowns accounted in Seattle, 98% of them were Russell Wilson had either ran it in or threw it. 3983 in passing yards, 34 touchdowns, which I believe led the league. I'm looking, led the league in passing touchdowns, 11 picks, 586 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground, 428 points. Definitely a big margin. He led. Now, here are the noticeables that are outside of the top 10. Drew Brees, 4,334 yards, 23 touchdowns.
Well, it's not a surprise when you think about, like, it's a surprise to see his name down there,
But when you think about the rushing attack they had this year, it's a big surprise.
Two 1,000-yard rushers in Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. Matt Ryan, this one is a shocker. 4,000 yards, 20 touchdowns, 12 picks, 281 yards, 281 points. What happened?
I don't know. They've become more of a running team lately, too, but I think he bounces back this year. I think he's got that Calvin Ridley on the other side. I think he bounces back. I think he hits top 12.
A quarterback a lot of people were predicting not only break the top 10, maybe the top 7, top 6, Derek Carr. 3,422, good enough for 265 points. What happened to him?
the dude's a bum. No, I don't know. I mean, he just looked very inaccurate. I mean, you know, they relied a lot on trying to get Amari Cooper the ball. I remember the year that I had told you and I said, the reason Breeze looks like he's struggling is because he's trying to force it to Jimmy Graham like four times in a row. That almost what it looked like. Like he tried to force it into Cooper more than he should have.
Cooper has 3 drop passes in the end zone this year. Just throwing that out there. All right, let's go to running backs. Top 10. That's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. 10. I'm looking at the teams, Brad. We had 2. Count them, 2 running backs in the top 10 this year. Start with number 10 from LSU, Mr. Leonard Fournette. 1,000 yards rushing, 9 touchdowns, 225 points.
And he, you know, he missed some games here and there too. It's not like he was off the wall and just blew it out the water. I mean, he wasn't, you know, hold on, 16. Oh, I did want to make, you know, one guy we didn't talk about on the quarterbacks because he was so far down was Deshaun Watson. You know, if that guy would have played 16 games, he would have been the number one quarterback.
He tore his ACL, yeah.
Yep, but then he came in late too. He didn't come in like take over till like week 3. So if you take his points, he'd have been the number one quarterback. So anyway, back to running backs.
Leonard Fournette also had 36 receptions for 302 yards. Number 9, Christian McCaffrey. All right, he only had 435 rushing, but the dude had 80 catches. So if you're in a PPR league, this is somebody you definitely want to keep on your radar. 80 receptions, 651 receiving yards, 5 receiving touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, only 3 more points, 3 points more than Leonard Fournette, 228, he comes in 9.
That's a surprise. I mean, I knew he was going to catch something, but to catch 80 balls is crazy.
That's what she said. Number 8, Carlos Hyde. This is a surprise, no?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Who was it in Cleveland that we were high on?
We had Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson. So, Carlos Hyde finishes with 938 rushing, 8 touchdowns on the ground, 59 receptions, 350 receiving yards, 1, no touchdowns receiving, 232 points. Number 10, 9, 8, 7, LeSean McCoy. Are you shocked here? He's not number 7 or no?
I'm more shocked that he's 7 and not a little bit higher. But when you think about some of these other young rookies that exploded on the scene this year, you can see why.
So now we're breaking in 1,000-yard rushers here. 1,138 for him with 6 touchdowns on the ground, 59 receptions, 448 yards. Receiving, 2 touchdowns, 264 points. That puts him at number 7. Number 6, Mark Ingram from New Orleans on the ground, 1,124. So that's your 1,000-yard rusher right off top for New Orleans. 12 touchdowns on the ground, good enough for 2nd in the league. 58 receptions, 416 yards. Receiving, 280 points. Shocker here.
I think when you look,
considering our third co-host had him cut on the team prior to week 1.
I think it's surprising when you look at it as a whole. I think it's surprising of everything that happened this year with, you know, Adrian Peterson being signed and then Kamara exploding, that he was still able to put up those type of numbers. You know, I mean, I think he could do it without Kamara and all those, but with everything else he had going on, to still be able to do that is the surprise.
Number 5, Melvin Gordon, 1,105 on the ground, 8 touchdowns, 58 receptions, 476 in receiving yards, 4 receiving touchdowns, good enough for 286. You surprised here?
No, that's why we have him. We thought he was going to be a top, you know, top 10 running back, and he's there. He's there again.
Kareem Hunt's number 4. Nobody was expecting this. As a rookie, he put on 1,327 on the ground, which was enough to give him the rushing championship title. 8 touchdowns, 53 receptions, 455 in the air, 3 receiving touchdowns. Good enough for 5th place with 294 points even. What's going on here with Cunt? Oh, yeah, with Cunt. Ooh, ooh. Got to put the explicit rating on now.
Late. I've already got to do that.
You see this guy, I'm not going to say repeat, but do you see this guy consistently staying where he's at here?
Kareem Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an explosive guy. He's almost like Alvin Kamara. They're explosive guys. I think they're both going to – I think you're going to see these guys finish here for a little while.
Speaking of Alvin Kamara, he's good enough to take 3rd overall. Okay, I thought the Saints had 2,000-yard rushers. I stand corrected. Alvin Kamara had 728 on the ground. Okay, but only had 120 attempts, 6.1 average, 8 touchdowns on the ground.
Go ahead.
He was targeted 100 times in the air, which is good enough for 2nd last year in the NFL. 81 receptions, 826 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns, 319 points. Talk about him.
And what makes this even more amazing is he really didn't start to pick up till week 4 when Adrian Peterson was gone. Think about that.
Yeah. He led the league. All these stats, yeah. He led the league with averages per touch. Like I said, 120 attempts. The next guy below him that's in this top half is Christian McCaffrey at 117. So 120 attempts. He's averaging 6.1, which is good enough for the league to lead the league in averages per touch. Kamara, do you see him keeping this consistency in New Orleans? Because, you know, as New Orleans fans, even if we weren't New Orleans fans, one thing you don't see in New Orleans is a player, one single player, consistently keeping that momentum going year after year. You may be in the top half one year. You may be in the bottom half the next, in the middle pack. You never know what Drew's doing here. Alvin Kamara, is he the exception here?
I think he is because of where Drew Brees is in his career. You know, obviously we saw last year that Drew Brees' pass completion attempts went down because they were able to have a running back. And, you know, we talked about this, if I'm not mistaken, in the beginning of last year. We liked Kamara if they could use him in the Sproles-type role. And I think they did. And they expanded on that role. And the guy's just dynamic. And, I mean, you saw how creative Peyton can get when you have a guy like Kamara or a Sproles guy. And I don't think he takes his foot off the accelerator. I think he, you know, brings him in even more this year, and he does more things, you know, to create mismatches for the team.
319 was his total this year. Do you have him over or under that for next year?
I'm gonna go over because if they use him if they use him instead of Ingram or, you know, in the first 4 games, he's gonna go over that.
I agree, just because of what you said. First 4 games, he wasn't even playing.
Now, if they just find somebody that fits in Ingram's role and Kamara still does, I think it's about the same.
Dude, you can't have a push. Either going over or under.
Well, he's got to go. I'm afraid. He'll go a little over regardless because he didn't really take off till week 4 last year. So he has a couple extra games to – I mean, he had like 1 fantasy point, 2 fantasy points. So,
number 2, Le'Veon Bell. 1291 on the ground, 9 touchdowns, 85 receptions, leads the league in targets for running back at 106, 655 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns, 340 points. Is this where you expected him to be?
Yeah, 1 or 2.
Number 1 goes to Todd Gurley, 1305. Now, hold on. Stop flexing. We're not to you yet. I'm still throwing stats out. 1305 on the ground, which is good enough for 2nd in the NFL last year, takes the title in rushing touchdowns at 13, 64 receptions. He was targeted 87 times, 788 yards receiving, averaging 12.3 yards a catch to go along with the league leading for running back, 6 receiving touchdowns, 382 points, blows between number 1 and 2 gap by 40 points, 42 points to be exact, Todd Gurley. Brad, I believe somebody on this show called Todd Gurley to be the number 1 running back. That was you. Next segment, let's go.
No, and you know what? If you want to go another bold prediction, Todd Gurley will not finish top 5 running back this year.
Woo! Where's my kazoo? Hold on. My wife took my damn kazoo.
I like Gurley, but when you think about some of the way some of these guys, other guys played and how they'll be used, I don't think he fits up there.
Todd Gurley, not in the top five. That's a kazoo. I'll take that bet. 100. Tell us why, though.
I think, you know, the addition of Brandon Cooks, they're going to expand the playbook for Goff this year to be able to pass a little bit more. And then you have to think about guys that miss time. You have to think. Ezekiel Elliott's probably going to be back in the top five this year. Duke Johnson's going to be back in the top five this year. Fournette would have been in the top five if it weren't for him missing three games. Then you still got guys like Le'Veon, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt. It's going to be tough to get back in there. And then Dalvin Cook is now healthy in Minnesota. I think he's not going to put up these type of numbers. I mean, he's very touchdown dependent. So if he doesn't get 13 touchdowns, if he drops into the nine, you know, the nine area, and then the same thing with the passing, if he comes down to five, I mean, he slides into about the fourth running back. I think he had an exceptional year. I don't think he hits it again.
I can't wait to do the spreadsheet on this.
Why? Are you taking him top five again?
He's got to be in the top five.
So, once again, like, I like
that's
the
not my bold prediction, but I mean, to drop a guy that blew it out the water by 42 points to not even break the top five.
So, I don't have the other numbers, but I think his yards per carry were down. His yards after contact weren't that great. He was survived by passing and his touchdowns this year. I don't think it goes that way again this year. You got Brandon Cooks, who's an explosive guy who's going to catch slants across the middle. It's going to drop. I have Gurley and Bell in the third dynasty league. Trust me. If anything, I need him to finish in the top again. But I think he's going to be right outside the top five.
Dude, we're not even through episode one, and you have two of your three bold predictions. One, the LA Rams are going to have the number one defense in the league by the end of the year. And two, Todd Gurley will not break top five in fantasy.
So is that a bold prediction, though?
Yes, that's a bold prediction.
So you think Todd Gurley not in the top five is bold?
Yes, but that's not my bold prediction.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, if you don't think it's a bold prediction, I'll put it. I don't think it's a bold prediction.
Hold on. Dude, come on. What do you want to bet on that? Let's bet.
Bet what? That Todd Gurley doesn't finish top five?
Bet we can put it in the butt. But what? I hope you got a big trunk, because I'm putting my bike in it. Diversity here, folks. That's what we're about at the 2MB podcast. All right, so we're an hour in. You want to break the second episode into projections? You want to finish this one up, wrap this one up, and do the second episode with projections?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, cool. Well, since we're going to do that, I need to find an outro song. And I think I have the perfect one. So, while I find this, Brad, tell them where they can find you on Twitter.
Oh, man, I hadn't even been on Twitter in forever.
You're
going
to have to start being on Twitter.
It's at B DeSell. At B DeSell at Twitter. My followers are getting up there, so if you know, go hook a man up and then follow him. You know, so I also want to give a shout out to the real wrestling guys that made the world team.
Vince McMahon.
My boy Logan Stieber, David Taylor, M2, Magic Man Wrestling. I got my hat on. I'm supporting him. So congrats to all those guys. I think the USA is going to wear out the world team this year.
Well, shout out. At 2MB Chair Shot, we're almost at 4,000 followers. Brad, here's our outro music. Thank you for joining episode number one of the season. That was where the final standings for 2017. Brad's already made two bold predictions at 2MB Chair Shot on the Twitter. I got to cut that off for the next one, please. Episode two, which we're recording here very shortly. Predictions for 2018. So we're going to list off Fantasy Pros predictions, and then we're going to give our predictions. Now, these predictions I'm going to give you, we're going to put down, okay? We're going to write them down, and then we're going to revisit them before week one. And if you want to make any changes, you can make 3 changes.
Okay.
All right, cool. You ready to cut this one out?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Hold on. Damn it. This is a horrible outro. God damn it. Bob Saget. All right, we'll play Aerosmith on the way out. At 2MB Chair Shot on the Twitter. Episode 1.